The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Y'all all right? I got a little preach this morning. I'm going to be passionate. I'm like that every week. But here's how I want us to start. I want you to think about this thought, and I want you to finish it. If you have a worship guide, I want you to take some notes today because this is going to be a little interactive, okay? I want you to finish this thought. 2017 has been a year of. 2017 has been a year of. 2017 has been a year of. And I want you to go back and rewind back to January when you thought 2017 would be a year of. And then now judge it tonight, right now, where it's the month of December, and 2017 has been a year of. 2017 has been a year of. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds. 2017 has been a year of. Jot it down on your notes. That is going to be the foundation as we finish this year. If you have your Bibles, turn me to Luke chapter 8. I mistyped it on the screen. The text is right, but the chapter is wrong. It says Luke chapter 10 up there. Don't write that down. It's actually Luke chapter 8. I apologize for that. My wife tells me, don't put nothing up there that's wrong. Jesus was testing her today. Luke chapter 8, verse 40. And just so you know, I do feel a little preachy this morning because the Lord really got on me. I was going to do this real cool Christmas-themed message, and it was called Unwrapping Christmas. Oh, man, it was going to be great. And then we were going to do all sorts of little fun stuff. But the Lord quickened me this morning because he wants us to realize that 2017 has been a year of. 2017 has been a year of, but he's got something else that he's got designed for 2017. I know it may seem like the year is over. It's actually not. I just figured we'd just walk through the work. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 says this, and I'm going to read a little bit because I like to read, but I also like to create a story so that you can understand the context of a powerful Jesus. Luke chapter 8 says this, verse 40. It says, now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of 12, was dying. Let me stop right here because, like I told you, I'm sorry. I feel like preaching this morning. The Bible says that Jesus was returning from a place, and it said that this guy named Jairus heard that Jesus was coming, and he decided that since Jesus was where he was going to be, he was going to leave where he was to get to where Jesus was going to be. Sometimes you and I can't just wait for Jesus to return to a place. Sometimes when we hear that he's in our neighborhood, we've got to get up from where we are to go to where he is going. Are you okay? 2017 has been a year of. Think that in your mind now because we're going to play on that and we're going to focus on that. But I got to let you know that when you hear Jesus coming, you can't stay where you are. I know we can be in a church service. We can be in a church service. Jesus can be here. You can be here, but you really aren't here. You and I can know Jesus is here because we came to church because we wanted to hear from him, but we can actually be where he is and really not be where he is. Let's keep going. And as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed Jesus. So Jairus is not just coming to Jesus because Jesus is isolated. Jesus is in the area. Jesus is gaining fame. He is doing miracles. And Jesus has drawn the multitude so much so that it has crushed him. My wife and I, we went somewhere, and there was a large group of people, and we had to walk down this thing. She was like, this is why I don't like to go to football games anyway, because too many people, and they're going to crush me. And that was just at Zaxby's. She said that. I was like, how does this relate? How does this relate? But if you can imagine 100,000 people at your favorite whatever, your concert, your game, and it's time to go, and you decided to stay to the end, and because they were giving out the free coupons, because we hit whatever the target was, and so you're leaving, and you're having to walk like this, and you're like, come on, man, can you please hurry up and get out the aisle? Yes, I'll let you go. This should be like a car. You go, then I go. But no, you got to keep going. So there's a multitude of people, and the Bible says that there's so many people that they're about to crush Jesus. But Jairus still has in his mind that if I can even get close to him, I'm going to ask him a question. My daughter is dying. Not only is she my daughter, she is my only daughter. She is the dream that I've been dreaming about for the last 12 years. She's in my hand. Y'all okay? I'm a little passionate. So he says, I've got to get to Jesus. The thing the Bible said was that he was a churchgoer, he was a ruler of the church. So at the time, there was a little conflict between who Jesus was versus what he could do. So the fact that this guy in the synagogue decided he was going to go to Jesus was him saying, I am leaving my religious tradition to see the power of a living God. So now he decides, Jesus is in my neighborhood. Since Jesus is in my neighborhood, I'm not going to stay at home. I'm going to get from my house because my daughter is dying. I have to have desperation. If I don't leave my house, I don't know the impact and the power that he possesses. Y'all with me? And the story says that there's so many people that the crowd could crush Jesus. Let's keep going. And then it says, at the same time Jairus was going, there was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. So we got a 12-year-old who is on the verge of dying, and we have a woman whose issue started when the little girl was born. 12 years. 12 years. 12 years dealing with the same issue, 12 years carrying the same dream, 12 years walking around the same mountain, 12 years saying the same prayer, 12 years dealing with the same children, 12 years dealing with the same struggle in your finances, dealing with the same issue. I've tried everything and nothing is changing it. And here is Jesus who is amongst this crowd, and the story says that this woman goes to Jesus. And she comes up behind Jesus, and the Bible says in verse 44, and she touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her blood stopped. Another text says that she said within herself, if I can just touch Jesus. So here's the scene again. We're all at a football game. It's about to leave. We're all leaving. Oh, you gonna go? I'm not gonna go. Hurry up. You should know that. So you get in the line and you're trying. And meanwhile, you hear that Jesus is coming and you're telling yourself, my daughter's about to die. And then there's a woman who's like, I got an issue too. And she's like, can I please get to Jesus? Because, oh my goodness, I gotta get. And she's trying to push past all the people. And the Bible says that when she touched Jesus, Jesus goes, somebody touched me. Wait a minute, Jesus. Hold on. You're being crushed, Jesus. People are touching you. If you read the rest of the text, it said, Jesus, everybody's touching you. He says, no. Now I'm paraphrasing because you have to read the text. I'm sorry. Look, he says this. He says, no. When someone touched me, power left me. So it leads me to believe, going back to the original text, Jesus can be in our area. We can show up. Oh, he's here. And get absolutely nothing because we didn't leave where we were to get to Jesus. I can walk with Jesus. But there's something on the inside of me that says I have to leave where I am. I don't just want to walk with the man. I've got to experience the man. So I can be walking with the man every day of my Christian life and experience none of his power and be about to crush the man because I'm walking with him. Can you imagine the inconvenience of Jesus? And him just walking, I'm wondering if he's going, when will somebody want my power? Crushing him. Come on, you want to go? Go. You're okay. Just walking with him. It doesn't say that he was preaching. He was just walking. Wasn't saying a word, just walking. Two people, Jairus, I got to leave where I am because Jesus is in the area. Number 9,476, please. Number 10,472, your number's ready. Jesus is doing a miracle. Number 148,062, it's your turn. Number 538,333, it's your turn. I don't know how many people was in line. All I know when we read the story, it says that Jairus said, I'm going to get to him because my daughter's dying. I'm not staying here. Fighting amongst the crowd. And then there's a woman who was dealing with the issue from the time the little girl was born, who said, you know what? I done tried everything I can. I'm going to leave from where I am to get to where he is. She could have just walked. I wonder, this is why I love scripture. I wonder how long it took her. Was she there for a few minutes? Because when I read it, sometimes I think she just got to like, it said that so many people were about to crush Jesus. So I'm wondering if she's like, oh my gosh, I've been here for hours. Where is he? In the back of the line. Hold up. You know how it is on Black Friday when you're trying to get that TV and you're hoping that by the time you get through that zigzag, that they still got that coupon and you've gone all the way. Walmart be tricking you now. I don't know how it was here, but in North Carolina, they'd start you in the garden center and then they had the TV over in kids' toys. And you're like, sir, how many TVs you got? We only got limited. No, don't tell me. I need a number so I can count. And then you're going down the aisle. And then you're like, oh, is it almost there? Ma'am, did you get one? I got one. I don't know how many they got. Okay, I've been waiting in line for 45 minutes just to hope to get a TV. Okay, I'm almost there. I can see the toys. I can see the toys. I'm almost there. Is there one left? Did you get one? Oh, you got a remote control car too? I don't need one. I'm trying to get the TV. And so you're walking. And the Bible says that there's a multitude of people. I don't know how long she had to wait. But she had determined that her wait was worth it. I don't know how long Jairus waited, but he determined it was worth the wait. So, Damon, what are you trying to say? Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. I'm going to end up at 27 has been a year. 2017 has been a year. So, look, he says in verse 45, who touched me? When everybody denied it. Huh? You with Jesus, and you like, I ain't told you, I ain't told you, I ain't told you, I ain't told you. I ain't told. Jesus is like, something just happened. And it says that everybody denied it. Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Of course they're touching you. Jesus said, but somebody touched me differently. There was a level of desperation where they left themselves. I know the power that has gone from me. There is a touch that Jesus has that he realized you touched him. Have we been in a position in our worship where Jesus goes, oh, they got me today? When was the last time we pushed so much into God's presence to when he said, oh, I gave up a little something extra today? My goodness, I need to reload. When was the last time our desperation said, I don't care what my obstacle is. If Jesus is near me, I'm going to get mine. Anybody? When was the last time you told Jesus, I'm going to get mine? I know that's a little slang. But when was the last time we were so desperate when we were like, I'm getting mine? Y'all looking at me. Huh? When was the last time we couldn't wait to get to him? And if it took the extra day of prayer time, I'm going to get mine. When was the last time it was a month late and you said, I'm not letting go. I'm going to get mine. When was the last time your dream wasn't put on the shelf and you were like, I'm going to get mine? When was the last time you celebrated somebody else and you were excited for all God did for them and you kind of mumbled underneath your breath, I can't wait because I'm going to get mine? Jairus and the woman who we don't even know said, I'm going to get mine. 2017 has been a year of what? Make sure you look back at that. So he says this, says somebody touched me and there was power. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told him why she had touched him. She said, Jesus, I'm going to get mine today. I've given everything I had. I've gone to every single doctor. I've tried every religious thing I could. I heard you were in this neighborhood. Stories done came about you, about your power. I determined in myself that if you're really who you said you are, I'm going to get mine. I can hear her telling Jesus, all these other stories been going through this neighborhood. People been shouting, nah, we had revival at our church.
And I love that. But I determined in my own mind that I'm not dealing with this another day. I'm going to get mine. Look at the person beside you and say, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get. Oh, y'all ain't say that like you're really going to get it. Say, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. Yeah, I like that. I like that. A little talk back will help somebody and me. You know what I'm saying? So here's what she says. She says, Jesus, here's everything that happened and how she had instantly been healed. Jesus looks at her with no hesitation and say, girl, your faith. Your faith healed you. All these people around me, they weren't believing me. Everybody in this room has the power to believe or not believe. Here's the thing. It requires the same level of faith. He can do it. No, he can't. You got faith. Just pointed in one different direction. So if you're still in the same place going, he won't do it. He ain't going to do it. He won't. But if you go, I'm going to get mine. You will. I told y'all I got this since right after church last week. And there's a title, but I'm not going to give it to you yet till I'm through. Watch. While Jesus was still speaking, oh, this is so good. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from Jairus' house. I love this. Jairus was there first in the story. The woman comes and interrupts Jesus going to Jairus' house. Jairus is over here with his Starbucks like, this dude is for real. Nowhere do we hear Jairus leaving. You can't leave the presence of God when it seems like he hasn't shown up just yet. You pushed your way to where he is. You pushed yourself out of yourself. You're in his environment. You've gotten his attention to where he's like, I'll come. You have a one-on-one with him in the midst of all the obstacles that are pushing against him. Everybody's pushing. You've got people who are being healed right in front of you, being blessed right in front of you. That is not the time to go, he won't do it for me. I'm tired of this. Every time I pray, every time I approach him, somebody else jumps in line. I'm sick of it. 2017 was supposed to be a year of, but now 2017 is a year of. The Bible says that Jairus was over here like, this dude is crazy. He is phenomenal. The faith that it took for me to get here has turned into faith to see him do a miracle in front of me. I love it that it took faith to get to where Jesus was. And while his faith was there, he's excited. Jesus says, I'll come. He gets to see Jesus perform a miracle right then. So why would I doubt now since I'm waiting? I'm seeing the man work. You don't have to doubt because he pulled your ticket and now you have to wait 5 extra minutes. If he blesses you after he said he was going to bless me, I'm excited because I saw him do it for you. I'm not going to doubt any less. I'm next in line. He gave me number 123. So what if he took 125 first? Maybe my order was a 6-inch sub and not a 3-foot sub. That was wrong. It's supposed to be a 6-inch, 3-inch. That's the reason why my GPA was like 2-something. Thank God for grace and tutors, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter if he blesses Miss Faye first. If I get to see him do it, I'm next in line because I'm going to get mine. So Jairus is over here, and while Jairus is over here, the people from his home, I have no clue how far they ran. They go, Jairus, I'm sorry. She's dead. There's nothing like when someone tells you that what you're believing God for is dead. Sometimes people in our life have too much power. They mean well. Jairus, I'm sorry. You know you're not qualified for the job. You know God can't use you because you're divorced. There's no way you're going to buy a house with bad credit. Don't worry about it. Let's rebound for the next time. Sometimes people mean well, but sometimes they need to shut up. Now, in the story, we understand what's taking place. They're coming to tell him that what he thought could be the worst possible thing it occurred. We understand that, but I want to use it to let you know that sometimes the information that people give you can kill the faith that you've gotten out of your seat. The faith that it took to get to Jesus, they can kill it and crush it. At that morning in time, he could have been like, I'm done. But because Jesus saw his faith, if you look and watch this, Jesus looks, he says, now when they arrived, watch, it says that your daughter's dead. And hearing this, Jesus said in verse 50, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. Don't be afraid of everything that's trying to come against you now since you're in my presence. Don't be afraid because at the beginning of the year, you thought that Jesus was going to do one thing and you haven't seen him do it yet. Don't be afraid to believe him until he does it. Don't be afraid to hold on when it seemed like you shouldn't be. Don't be afraid to pray one more minute when you want to give up 1 minute earlier. Don't be afraid to sow and give when other people tell you you're crazy out your mind. Don't be afraid to pray for a marriage that seems like it's totally disconnected and it would never get back together. Don't throw in the towel when you're praying for a family member and it seems like they want nothing to do with God. Don't throw in the towel when your body is filled with disease and the doctors tell you you're on limited time. I'm just here to tell you that it's time to get yours. So it says this. It says when Jesus arrived at the house, he did not let anyone go in except for Peter, John, James, mom, and dad. And while all the people were outside wailing and mourning for her, Jesus said, stop! Stop! I'm here! Can I tell you that when Jesus is allowed in your space and you know he's there, let him do his thing. Let him go to work. Give him the opportunity, since he walked from where he was and walked with you back to your home. Give him the courtesy of releasing his power in your home. It took your faith to go to where Jesus was. And he said, yes, I'm going back to your house. Bring him back to your house. And when you get back to the house, sometimes you got to close the door on family members, friends who just wailing. Oh, sorry, I know I invited you, but I changed it. Jesus is here. Excuse me. Sometimes you need to pray in your home with Jesus. Sometimes you need to declare in your home with Jesus. And everybody can't go to that prayer meeting. Sometimes you got to go to task and town in your own home because Jesus is there. Jesus says, stop crying. Stop crying. And the story goes on and finishes like this. He says, he goes up to the girl like, hey, little girl. Hey, little girl, wake up. And the Bible says you woke up. And then this is what Jesus, this is why I love Jesus. Jesus is so cool. He goes, hey, this girl is up. Give her something to eat. Give her something to eat. I love that because Jesus will never let the thing that he brings back alive to stall out and suffer. He says, I brought it back to life. Now let's get moving right away. Give the girl something to eat. Don't go check her temperature. Is she okay? Is she all right? No, no, the girl's fine. Get her something to eat. She's good. So here's what I want you to know out of all of that. 2017 has been a year of. We've got Jairus's daughter. We've got the woman with the issue of blood. On their deathbed, both. I want you to know that the year's not over yet. Here's what the Lord told me to tell you. There's still time. Until he says it's over, there's still time. 2017 has been a year of what? But now I'm challenging all of us to allow Jesus to complete it. It might be a roller coaster of, woo, this was phenomenal. But that's at your level. Let Jesus take you to his. Or maybe it was a little bumpy. Yes. And you might be going, oh, I don't want to repeat it ever again. Oh, my God, I don't know. Let Jesus complete what you thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year. There's still time. This is your last 3 weeks of the year to get yours. And if you will, like Jairus, Jesus is coming. He's in the area. I'm going. I'm getting out of myself. I'm going to go to where he is. I'm going to push past. Oh, am I going to get the TV? Whatever it takes for me, I feel like a soldier. Y'all see these steps right here? That's without ROTC. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, so Jesus says,
I never forget my point, just so y'all know. Jesus says, if I'm there, I'll do it. The woman with the issue of blood carried everything for 12 years. And she said, I'm going to get out of myself, and I'm going to go to where Jesus is. So there's still time for Jesus to set you straight. There's still time for Jesus to set you straight. If you feel like you've missed the mark all year, let him set you straight. If you lived away from the Lord for the last 11 months, let him put you in place in relationship with him. If you've been chasing after things that don't make no sense, let Jesus align you to his purpose and his plan. Let him set you straight, because this is the moment where there's still time. I love the fact that Jesus in this story shows that there's a difference between his capabilities and man's inability. She tried everything she could. She tried everything she could, went from place to place to place, and she found out there's nobody like Jesus. So this is the last 3 weeks of the year for you to go, I done tried everything I could. I might as well give Jesus a chance. And worship team, you can come up. Here's what I love. Is that whenever Jesus is in a place, he wants you to experience his tangible presence. It's one of the things I tell the worship team, is that every Sunday, our goal is for all of us to experience the tangible presence of God. I don't want to just be in his presence. I want the type of presence where he changes me. I don't want to be in his environment. That's good. I enjoy that. I'm sure he does too. But anytime we get into his presence, when we release our worship and our praise, we're giving him what is due his name. He enjoys our worship. And as a result of him enjoying our worship, the Bible says he inhabits, he dwells in, he stays. He comes over, he hangs out in your praise. And whenever that happens and the atmosphere shifts, he says, now I got something that I got to say to you. It's different. Because our praise and our worship pushes into his power. And the minute you touch him, boom, he says, oh, wait a second. Oh, hold up. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. There are millions of churches. Millions of churches. Millions of churches. And Jesus will be there, but his power won't be. Millions and millions of Christians who walk with the Lord, but not with his power. And it's available. It just requires us to have an attitude of I'm going to get mine. I'm going to leave where I am and be desperate enough to go where he is. And I might have to push past the fact that I work overtime. I might have to push past the kids have a game. I might have to push past that I'm serving here. I might have to push past that my body is ailing. I just got to do whatever it takes to touch him in a way where he says, I'm giving you what I got. And so there is 3 weeks left. And I believe that the Lord can deliver to you what you asked him for in January. Ecclesiastes says this. It says that the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The month of December is God's actual beginning. It looks like an end to us, but God says, it's go time. So you got 3 weeks that whenever you come into God's house, don't hold back your praise. Don't hold back your praise. We were talking to on Tuesday night or whenever it was as a team where it's like, hey, worshipers, we're going to pour out and we're going to give. But as a church, we've all got to come in. If we all come in with a heart to God, I'm going to touch you today. His presence will saturate this school so much to where teachers will be getting saved. Kids will be getting saved because his power will be here. And so it's our desire to see all of us have a God encounter that no one can take away. There's still time. There's still time for you to have a real relationship with Jesus, not based on what you see or not based on what you heard or not based on some relationship of the past. You deserve Jesus. You deserve Jesus. Are you with me? You deserve Jesus. You deserve a God encounter
not based on what I'm talking about, but based on the experience that you pushed and said, God, if you're real, I want to know you. That's my desire. That's my heart as a pastor. We're going to push you to your dreams. We're going to ignite your faith every week you come in here. We want to establish your leadership because you've got purpose and destiny on the inside of you. But man, all of that would be in vain if we didn't walk with a relationship with Jesus. Not just in word, but also in our heart. So would you just do me a favor? Will you bow your heads this morning and just close your eyes? I want to give you an opportunity to meet Jesus because there's still time. Now, I want to tell you that tomorrow, it is planned on our schedule, but it doesn't exist for us yet. But today is here, and there's still time for you to have that relationship with Jesus that you've been kind of tossing and turning. Should I? Shouldn't I? I don't really know. There's still time for you to come back to Jesus if there was a church hurt in your past or there was a wound that caused you to say, I'm not doing it. Absolutely not. There's still time. There's still time. There's still time for you to chase after your God dreams and for God to give you the purpose for the balance of this year that you thought that he did not want you to walk out. There's still time. Oh, there's still time for Jesus to show you his power. There's still time for your faith to be filled and for you to leave this year with excitement and not disappointment. Oh, there's still time for you to not blame God, but for you to celebrate him. There's still time. There's still time. There's still time for you to experience his love and his grace. I'm talking about a God that loves you, that keeps his promises. Will we experience life hurt? Absolutely, because there is an enemy that tries to take you out. There are questions that we won't be able to answer till heaven. I understand, but there's still a God that is faithful and just and loves you and pours out his love every day. The only thing that he wants, he doesn't want you to be the part of the crowd that's trying to crush him. He wants you to be the part of the crowd that calls on his power. And so you're in this building today and you say, Damon, I want a relationship with Jesus. You know what? I am getting out of my own box, out of my own mind, and I'm going to give Jesus a chance. I'm taking the risk, Damon. I'm taking the risk. You're in this building and you say, Damon, I want to have a relationship with Jesus. On the count of three, raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. I can honestly promise you that the risk that you will take is worth it. There are people right now, Christians, who prayed the prayer, and they're praying for you right now. They're praying that today you go all in and you say, I'm going to get my relationship with Jesus. Oh, I feel like the Father's going, oh, please, please, please don't wait another day. Don't wait another day. Say yes today. And I promise you by the end of the year, I'll show you that you're going to get yours. One, Damon, I'm going to step out. Two, Jesus, I'm stepping out because you're in this building. Three, raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. I'm trying. I'm going to go. Thank you. Come on. Take the risk. Leave from where you are. Push past the crowd and touch Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. You can put your hands down.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.